we understand at this point from the U.S. military is at least 5 U.S. soldiers have been killed at the hands of another U.S. soldier. We understand the U.S. soldier who did the shooting is in custody. His condition is unclear. Now, all of this happened at Camp Liberty, which is a very big sprawling base out by Baghdad's International Airport. And we understand that the shooting itself happened at a stress center where U.S. soldiers are treated for PTSD. It's not clear at this point if the shooter himself was being treated at this stress center. Hala?
So basically, that's all we know. Do we know the nationalities of the people who were killed? Do we know the nationality of the alleged shooter at this point?
We do. We've heard from the U.S. military that the 5 killed were U.S. troops and that the shooter was a U.S. soldier. We know that because we've heard from a colonel who said it's always tougher when it's one of your own. He said our hearts go out to the families and friends of all the service members involved in this terrible tragedy. We can also read between the lines in the press release. They're holding back the names of those who were killed until the Defense Department can notify next of kin, which is, of course, sort of standard operating procedure. They don't want to release the names in the public until they've notified the families back home in the United States.
All right. And tell us, for those who don't know, on a U.S. Army base, you need to basically walk in with a certain set of procedures with regards to your weapons. This didn't happen, obviously, in this case.
Yeah, the normal procedure for U.S. troops when they come off a patrol is they go from what's called a red zone into a green zone. And what they do is they actually will clear their weapons. So the Humvees will actually stop at the outer edge of the base and they will clear their weapons. They'll take the clips out of their weapons and they walk around the base with those weapons unloaded. Now, the purpose for that is really to make sure there's no accidental discharge of weapons, because that, of course, can happen quite easily. So the people that are on the U.S. base that are armed are usually only military police, or they are personal security guards for the sort of top senior officials who are on these bases. But clearly, as you said, this didn't happen. Now, just because these weapons are unloaded and it's standard operating procedure, U.S. soldiers, of course, keep their ammunition with them. They keep their guns with them. So you can tell how this could easily happen, Hala.